One of the things that sucks about being the only person I know, I guess, in this particular city that I live in, I guess I just to say not having that many friends in this particular city, is that there are a lot of Korean chicken places, and they pretty much all only have servings for more than one person. So, I don't know who does it, but somebody, the building I live in doesn't have a locked door, so people can come in and potentially come up to the hallway where my apartment is and, you know, solicit for God and whatever other things they might be selling, which is kind of creepy, but I'm not that worried about some psychopath coming up here. Yeah, I think the reason for that is because there's a public bathroom on the first floor of this building that is used by the restaurants that are located in the first floor. Anyway, so there's a lot of Korean chicken places that sell, like, buffalo wings and whatnot. But, like I said, the serving sizes are usually for two people. So, and they're a little bit expensive, obviously. So it's difficult for me, unless I plan on just eating two people's servings worth in one sitting, it's hard for me to get some of this delicious chicken because I don't have a microwave, so I can't refrigerate some of it to eat later. Actually, the second weekend I was here was Chuseok, which is the Korean Thanksgiving, and it's the biggest holiday of the year here. So I had off for a few days, and there's a chicken place across the street from where I live on the other side of my building called Ho La La, which is a chain, and it's got a good, nice atmosphere. It's kind of like a Hof, I guess, a Korean westernized bar, but their main thing is chicken. And I went there the first weekend I was here and ate an entire plate of chicken by myself, which surprised even me. I didn't think I'd be able to do that, but I was pretty hungry that day, and they had a TV, and at that point I had never seen South Korean television, so I was just kind of transfixed watching it. So I was just kind of mindlessly eating while I was watching and ended up eating everything. But, yeah, somebody, as I was saying before, somebody comes up to this floor of the building sometimes and puts a book that's filled with, it's not even like a coupon book, it's just an actual book of advertisements for different restaurants in our city. And a lot of them are chicken restaurants, and these all look delicious, but like I said, the serving sizes are bigger than one person normally should eat, and they're all like 16,000 won, which is pretty, it's okay, that's like 13 or 14 bucks, but usually I'm used to, here anyway, the places I go, food is usually like 4,000 won per plate. Oh, and there's some sushi place. Kobaku. Let's check that out. Right now, the only sushi place I know around here is Misoya, I think it is. I can't remember. It's a chain, and everything's moderately expensive. It's not even really that good. It doesn't taste like... Well, I've never been to Japan, so I don't know what real sushi tastes like, I guess. But it doesn't taste like the sushi that I used to eat in America. But, yeah, I've got a... Man, I want some chicken right now. I should just get up the courage to just someday go eat by myself. And actually the day after the Ho La La thing, I got really, really sick because I think I'd eaten too much. And it was not good. That day, I think I was planning to go to Seoul for the first time ever, and I ended up having to stay home because my stomach was pretty angry with me. Anyway,